Let's go on a little journey together. If it is safe to do so, close your eyes. Breathe into your heart center and breathe out through your heart center. Feel your body resting on a surface. Maybe you are sitting and you can feel your back or your sits bones on the surface that you are resting upon. Or maybe you are standing and you feel your strong spine and your feet touching the floor. Allow yourself to feel whatever you are making contact with through whatever part of your body you can tune into the strongest. What are you touching? What does it feel like? Can you surrender and give more of yourself and your awareness to this? Can you let it hold you even more? Can you also feel how this surface that you are touching is also touching you? You are touching the sofa, and the sofa is touching you. You are touching the floor, and the floor is touching you. This is reciprocity. The toucher is also being touched. They blend into one another and dissolve the barriers of separation. Rest in this loving awareness, as Ram Dass would say. Now imagine you are walking into a forest. You are walking and touching the forest floor through your steps, and the forest floor is also touching you. Feel this interplay of electrical dialogue. You and the forest are weaving tiny threads of connection with every step. Let's imagine it starts to rain. Soft, warm, and gentle rain. Feel the rain touching your skin. Receive its touch completely. Allow your skin or tongue to also touch the rain. Can you feel the rain on your cheeks, your lips, or eyelids? Can you feel it on the flesh of your arms? Allow yourself to feel this connection. You and the rain are sending signals to one another through shared aliveness. Now let's imagine that you are on a comfy couch. Your body is tucked softly underneath a cozy blanket, fresh out of the warm sunshine or dryer. Feel the softness and comfort. Touch the blanket and let the blanket touch you. You can bring the blanket up to your face and gently brush it up against your skin. Smell the lovely fragrance of the blanket, clean and fresh. Breathe the smell into your body and then breathe out, connecting back to your blanket and the environment around you. Connection is not only through our flesh or touch, any more than language is only through our mind and our words. Connection is through our breath, hearing, feeling, smelling, seeing, tasting. It's through our sense of balance and intuition, even imagination. We connect through danger and safety, pain and ease. We connect to our past, our joyful inner child, our troubled inner child, and free-spirited adolescent, even our wise elder. We connect to our fears of the future, our dreams, our prayers, intentions, and worries. We even connect through our separateness and our separations. We connect through loss, death, and endings. Isn't it strange and fascinating that we can connect with loss and separation? Separation is not disconnection. Separation is the connection with separation. There is no place connection cannot travel. We can connect with animals, planets, holy figures, plants, fire, water, earth, and water. We can connect with stones, mountains, valleys, cities, and the countryside. Connection goes beyond our logical understanding. You cannot prove or measure it concisely. It goes beyond our intellect and scientific experiments. Connection goes beyond space and time. Right now, you can decide to connect using all of your senses to a loved one, even a pet that is deceased. You can feel and see and hear, even smell them. You can experience this connection right here, right now. You can even receive a message, and of course, convey a message to them as well.